Okay. Father, we just praise you and we glorify you, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful time that you've got on this where supernatural things are happening all over. And Lord, I know a lot of people don't understand that, but we see it happening every day. We praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that all the deep state is coming down. Babylon is falling, even as we speak. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your help and acquiring and making this happen too, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for opening up our minds to see the spiritual things of God are wider and broader than anything we ever thought possible. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Lord. That when something happens, you don't just automatically say, "Well, I ain't never heard of that." Think about what who God is. And we praise you for that, Father. God is an almighty God. He created the universe. He has done everything. And I like that story. When it gets out of our hands, we can't handle it. God, it looks like you've got a problem. And Father, we thank you that we're able to do that with you. Thank you, Father, for doing that. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you bless our meeting tonight. And I hope these, and I pray that these praise songs tonight would be a blessing to you, Lord. Because I know they're going to be a blessing to us. And I thank you, Father, for blessing everybody on here too. In Jesus' name, with whatever they prayed today, we thank you, Father, for answering them. In Jesus' name. And we know you will because your word says you do. If you got faith to believe it, you're going to get it. And I thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Lord, we just thank you for. Yeah, Teresa, go ahead.
Well, remember when we prayed for the selling of my property, right? So I could use the money to build a little cabin here on Jesse's land. My son, he's got 5 acres, and he wanted Mama to come home and live with him, and all my other kids as well. And he just wanted me to be around. Now I don't interfere in his cabin. He has his cabin with his family, and I just stay in this little camper till my property sells. Okay, so we got an offer, and they're wanting to buy the property. However, an issue has come up. There has been somebody else that has been wanting to put an easement across my property, and they were claiming that they're originally was an easement there, which is totally completely fa false. They even produced a map with a false road there going through my property. I mean, it's totally bogus. And I have the title papers, and it shows the original condition of the property, like it was wall-to-wall trees, forest. There was no road there, except for Icicle Lane, which that does cut through the property. On a corner. And so the buyers are having to talk to a lawyer because of these bogus papers or this bogus picture that were presented to the title company that they are using. So what I need to happen is that God expose that and show the reality, because when I and my ex-husband bought that property, it was wall-to-wall forest. There, the neighbors had been, taking, like cutting across, but that didn't mean it was an easement or a legal easement. It was just two ruts going across my property where they were cutting across. And so, but there's somebody there somewhere in around that area that wants that my property. And so for that purpose. And so I need that, I need that resolved, because whoever is compl is I don't know who it is that's doing that, but whoever it is that's trying to grab that property for their purposes and encroach upon it, they need to be stopped so the buyers can buy that property.
Okay, you want to pray? You want us to?
Well, I've already been praying,
Okay.
and I would just like additional prayer. The more, the
Okay.
better.
All right. Well, we'll just pray. Father God, we just send the angels up there to expose the perpetrators that are trying to steal this property. And we praise you, Father, that it will be exposed. The judges or whoever is supposed to look at it will see automatically that it is a false claim. And we praise you, Father, that this will be resolved real quick in the name of Jesus, because she is a child of yours. And as such, Lord, we know that you're going to show favor to her and the people around her in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for exposing the people for fraudulent people. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
It's done.
Amen.
We're going to wait for the testimony next week.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, anyone else? Okay. Want me to sing or you want some praise music? I can tell already y'all wanting some praise music. Good gracious sakes alive.
Michael, I like it when you pray. The more you
Oh,
pray,
okay.
the better I like it.
Okay. I was talking about singing.
Go ahead and give it a whirl, Michael.
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
now y'all got me scared
We'll take
now.
that too.
I've got butterflies all over me now. I can't sing nothing.
Andrew and my and Ben have their
I
hands.
see. I see. Go ahead, Andrew or Ben.
I have a request from Karen. Her English test is coming up on the weekend, and she's very anxious about it because she's just very anxious about it. And so I want to lift her up. Lord Father God, we all know that you give knowledge, and Lord Father God, we just pray that you give the knowledge that Karen needs to get a good passing grade on this test. I also rebuke all the works of anxiety and fear. And Lord Father God, I just pray that she walks into that test with a peaceful mind, knowing that you're going in there with her and that she's going to get all those answers that she needs in order to get a good passing grade. Thank you, Father, for watching over her. And thank you, Father, for the good testimony of a good passing grade. And keep reminding her, Father, that she can do all things in Christ that strengthens her, and that she doesn't even need to fear of having a bad grade because you're there with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is this composition or grammar?
It's the whole shebang, writing, speaking,
Okay.
reading, and it's a lot. I'll say that.
Okay. That's probably easier than those things that we used to. You ever have to diagram English sentence? We had to diagram those when I was in school. I probably don't do that anymore. It's probably outlawed because it wasn't worth it. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Michael, can you pray for my back? It is
Yeah.
so tightened up, so I'm in excruciating pain. I don't know what happened. It's just all tightened up. Like I can't really hardly move it
All
up
right, you
top.
ready to get loose, girl?
Yes, I am.
All right, get ready to get ready because it's fixing to come. In Jesus' name, right
Amen.
now, we command this
Thank
tightening
you, Lord.
in Barbara's back to go right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father.
Thank
She
you, Lord.
has peace in that back. She has
Praise you, Lord.
nose straightened.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. She's
Praise
going to get up and dance a jig because she is free. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. There's
Amen.
no pain or discomfort either. In Jesus' name, she's gonna sleep like a baby tonight.
Amen. I'm moving it
Amen.
back and forth, so it's moving. Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Get up and do the twist. Mary.
Well, let's not go that
Oh, I don't know why. I remember doing it.
All right. Well, let me see you do it. Go ahead.
You have to get on with me. It takes
Well, no,
two.
I can watch you. I can
No, I
watch
got
you.
no. It don't work like that, Barbara. No,
Okay.
honey, it don't work like that.
Okay.
All right, anybody else? Anybody else got a prayer request? Gosh, it's been 100 years since I've done the twist. Yeah. Who was that to sing all those twist songs? Yeah.
Chubby
That's
Checker.
yeah,
Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker, yeah. I knew it was Chubby something. I couldn't remember which one. It was the
Can't
Checkers or
believe I remember
Dominoes.
that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was before my time.
Oh,
He
okay,
lives
yeah.
about 10 miles away from where I live here.
Chubby does. Is he still alive?
Yes. Well, he was 10 years ago, and I don't know.
Oh, well, he's probably 115 by now. Well, he was growing when I was growing up. Oh man, that was real popular in the. I was in junior high when that was going on. No, I was in grade school. Let's go back a little. Go ahead, Pat.
am I unmuted?
No, you're not muted.
Muted. I like to pray, ask for prayer, and also pray
Okay.
that the Lord would break in me, give me the grace to break in me this doer, this hearer of the word, and not a doer, stronghold.
Okay.
I know that sounds, what it sounds to me like when I hear myself say that is, come on, Pat, just get up and get moving, do it, get it and do it. But there's a stronghold there. And I don't know what it is. I want it broken. In the name
Okay.
of Jesus Christ, I command this bondage of whatever it is to be broken now in the name of Jesus. I do not accept it any longer in my life, and I cast it down in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for healing me. I thank you for bringing forth that reality in my life. And I praise you for your strength, your victory, and your life that you give me to overcome, even as you overcome in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that stronghold has come down in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. He's an overcomer. And we praise you, Father. Next time he goes out and he sees somebody that has a need, that automatically he'd go into overdrive and go over and minister to them in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that when he does, that you're going to be right there with him, holding his hand, giving him the words to say. And not only that, he's going to trust you for the healing or deliverance or ever what it is. Might be just money, but whatever it is, Lord, they're going to receive. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Teresa.
This is for Pat.
Okay.
In Romans 6, 11, 6:11, likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Just reckon it dead. Reckon yourself dead to that thing. Reckon it dead to sin, but alive. But I'm alive to God. Pat is alive to God through Jesus Christ his Lord.
Amen.
You know, he lets not sin reign in his mortal body, and he does not obey it in the lust thereof. Neither does he yield his members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, But he yields himself to God as him that is alive from the dead, and his members as instruments of righteousness to God, for sin shall not have dominion over Pat, for he's not under the law but under grace. And that's what the word says. So Pat reckon he reckons himself dead to sin but alive to God through Jesus Christ his Lord.
Amen. Amen. I think this is from Don Goss, and I'm going to read it. This is his Never Again list. Has anybody ever heard about the Never Again list? Okay. Never again will I confess I can't, for I can do all three things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4 and 13. Never again will I confess lack, for my God shall supply every need of mine according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Never again will I confess fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of discipline, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God hath dealt with to each man a measure of faith. That's all you need. Never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then Psalms 27:1, and then the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits, Daniel 11 and 32. Never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life, praise God, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4 and 4. Never again will I confess defeat, for God always leads us to triumph in Christ, 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Christ Jesus, who was made for us wisdom from God, 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. Never again will I confess the domination of sickness over my life, for with his stripes we are healed, Isaiah 53, 5. And then it goes on, just a couple more. Never again will I confess worries and frustrations, for I am casting all my anxiety upon him, for he cares for me, 1 Peter 5 and 7. In Christ, I am carefree. Never again will I confess bondage to Scripture, for Scripture says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, praise God. 2 Corinthians 3, 17. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And never again will I confess condemnation, for there is, therefore, now, right now, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ, therefore I am free from condemnation. Amen. That's a great thing to have with you. I love this little one here. It's actually from Don Gossip and A.W. Kenyon. Oh.
Is there any way to have a link to that or somehow to get that list that you just read? It's coming.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. Yeah, I've got it in booklet form, and it's real small, but I'll send it to you. Do you know how to print out a booklet?
I can. I just have to take it
Your
over to
son
Jesse.
can. Yeah.
My son can.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay,
Sure
thank you.
will. All right. Anybody else want it?
Yes.
As a booklet, it's 31 pages long. I've got it in 10 font. I can read that in 10 font. Little doesn't bother me. I can read that. If that's too much, I'll send it in a regular legal format.
You send in a PDF.
I can send it in PDF also.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll
I'll
have
get
it.
it. Okay, the thing with PDF, if you wanted to print it out in another format, you'd have to, go through there and copy it and paste into Word. But I'll send it in PDF.
You can send it in Word if you'd like. That's
It's up to
fine.
you. Okay, I'll send it in
Yes,
Word.
I'll have it in Word.
Okay. All right. I can do that. I'll tell you what, I'll just send it to everybody. That way everybody get it. If you want it, you get it. If you don't, you do whatever you want to with it. All right, anybody else?
I
Hey,
already
Bubba.
have that. You sent that before. I have that. You can
Okay,
send
that's
it
good.
again, though. Yeah, you can send it again.
You don't have to print it out if you don't want to. You can just leave it right there on your computer. You'll have it all the time from now till Jesus comes back. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm
Well,
saying.
I already printed it out. This was a while ago, like a few years ago, a couple years. I did print it out.
I know. You don't, Barbara. You don't know how many times that I've done that, and people still recommend. You know, they want this and that one. So I just do it.
Because we
It's no big
misplaced
deal.
it or something.
Yeah, you can. You, yeah, that's that, that. And that happens to me also. Not
Well,
very
thank you.
often. Yeah, Missy.
What's the title of that again? I'm going to see if I have it on my thing.
I'm gonna send it to everybody, so don't worry about
Okay.
it. It's called Words of Confession of God's Word. Okay. All right. Let me see if I've got you locked in here. Yeah, I got you ready. All right. Anybody got anything else before we go to the praise and worship? Whew, thank you, Jesus. Okay, Julie.
A hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah.
Let it rise. Let it rise. Heavenly Father, I come. Don't have much to offer. Holy One, I'm humble by all that you've done. And even though I walk through the valley, oh, and I don't have to fear, no. You have called me from my sorrow to gladness, and I had, what more could I want? So raise my faith a little higher, set my spirit on fire. Lord, we're asking you to move, 'cause you're the God of restoration, the one who gives salvation. Lord, let me ignite come, and let revival come. Oh, oh, oh. And let revival come.
The Bible says, clap your hands.
Lion of Judah, Agune Chimba. cross will never ask for more than I can give. For it's not my strength, but His. There's no greater sacrifice. Sets me free. I will glory in the power of the cross. The things I thought were gain, I count as loss. And with the suffering I identify, and by His resurrection power.
Take this thank you, Jesus. You set me free. Christ, my Savior, you rescued me. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. Christ, my Savior, you rescued me. Thank you. gospel of Jesus, there ain't no break. Could hold his body down. Well, if you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. Let's sing about it. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too.
Where could I go but to the Lord? God's own word. Yeah, when I face that chilling hand of death, won't you tell me
can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Thank you. see the Lord exalted high and holy, enthroned in all of His glory. I see the Lord exalted high and holy, set apart in wisdom and beauty. I see the Lord, the beauty of the Lord. I see His robes filling the heavens and the earth. The earth resonates the sound of many myriads of angels crying aloud. O Son of God, You alone are worthy, 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 worthy. Therefore I worship You, Lord, in the beauty of Your holiness. I worship You, Lord, in the beauty through you. beauty of your holiness. I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness.
Describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found.
from the fear of having nothing, from a life of worldly passions. Deliver me, oh God, from the need to be understood, and from a need to be accepted, from the fear of being lonely. Deliver me, oh God. Deliver me, oh God. And I shall.
I wanna run, but what if I fall? I wanna climb, but what if the wall is just too tall? Higher than my faith could ever reach. I wanna trust, but God, I'm afraid. Open my heart, but what if it breaks? It's hard to believe I'll ever be more than I'll ever be. What if I give up right before he parts the sea? But what if the door swings open to all I've been hoping and praying for? And what if my season of waiting was changing and leading to something more, more? What if jumping leads to flying? Stop me from trying. What if God's just waiting for me to start seeing how big it is? What if? What if he hears all of your prayers? You cry out to Jesus to find that he's there. Cause he still cares for the broken. So don't give up on this side of your miracle.
Cause what if the door swings open to all you've been hoping and praying for? And what if your season of waiting was changing and leading to something more, more? What if jumping leads to flying and fear didn't stop you from trying? What if God's just waiting for you to start seeing help in you? What if? What if? What if? Oh, what if? What if your doubts and fears were the only chains that are holding you? What if the prayer of faith is all it takes for the breakthrough? Don't get stuck by what you see, what has been or what it is. Don't be scared by your past to ask what if. Cause what if the door swings open to all you've been hoping and praying for? Praying for. And what if your season of waiting was changing and leading to something more?
Leading to something more.
What if jumping leads to flying and fear didn't stop you from trying?
Don't stop trying.
What if God's just waiting for you to start seeing how big it is? What if? What if the waiting was leading to more?
Today and forever, and now. God, you're my God, and earnestly I seek you. My heart and my flesh, they hunger and thirst for you in this dry and weary land. I've come to worship, I've come to lift up my head.
For there is none to compare.
Let me get off of here, Davis.
Okay.
Hello. Are you through, Julie?
There is one short one left, but we can stop here.
Oh, okay. Well, it's up to you. If you want to play it, go ahead. That's somebody wanting to hear it.
Jesus taught us how to pray, to seek the Father every day, to cast our burdens in His hands, to trust in Him, to understand. Prayer is opening up the heart to be closer to you and not be apart. It lifts us high, it draws us near, removing doubt, replacing fear. Lord, teach my heart to seek and pray, to talk with you. Yet here we stand with empty hands, not seeking the one who understands. The angels bow before His throne, they love to dwell so near, yet we
Praise the Lord. That was a good set of music there. I enjoyed that. How about a little words of wisdom? How about a little word of wisdom? Anybody want a word of wisdom? The time to speak in faith, y'all, is when you are experiencing good health and feeling great. Don't wait until you're sick to begin speaking words of health and vitality over your body. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that you are our healer, right? We just speak to every organ, every muscle, every cell in our bodies right now, be healed and be whole. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that we have vitality of life, glory to God. And not only that, we have love, laughter, and rest and peace in our hearts in Jesus' name, because we know that we are yours, and as such, we are protected by you, Lord. And when we're protected by you, ain't nothing can penetrate that shield in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anybody else before we be gone? Where's okay. Missy and Julie, would y'all stay behind just a little bit, just about a half a minute, maybe a minute, maybe 5 minutes. 1 minute, okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for tonight's praise. We thank you, Father, that we know that you enjoyed it too, because it was all about you, Father. And we thank you for it. And I especially love that old boy Elvis coming in there and singing his song. Glory to God, he sang a good song. And then the song afterwards. Praise God. All right. Y'all be blessed. Yeah. Love y'all.
Good night. Bless you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Well, bless you.
Everybody. See y'all. Let
us
y'all
show. Like a slob.
Bless y'all.
Yeah. Like a slob. See ya.
You gotta stop the recording, Michael.